otherwise known as Face Nurse Sarah.
My name is Joni. I am the owner of Enhance Cosmetic and Wellness. And together we are joining forces to bring you Scratch the Surface.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Jody.
And we are back for episode 4 of Scratch the Surface. Jody, how's your week been?
It's been good. It's been steady, but it's been good. Obviously, some people already know we had a few issues with episode 4. So we had pre-recorded. Unfortunately, didn't go down how we wanted, but we are back.
You know, these things just happen, don't they? And at the end of the day, we are still learning. So we thank you for your patience, because I'm sure you've been waiting with bated breath for episode 4, and it is finally here. We hope you really enjoy today's episode, and we are loving your feedback. Do keep it coming through. At the end of the day, we don't know if what we're doing is even resonating, helping, or if you're even enjoying it until you tell us. So all feedback is absolutely welcome. Jody, let's kick off. Tell me, what's been some of your wins for the week?
I think we spoke about it on the last episode that for me, time management, I sort of was a little bit slack on. So definitely in the last couple of weeks, I have just been more organized. My orders have come on time. I have been able to rely on myself a little bit more when it becomes to stock and things like that. So that's my win for the week.
But don't you find as well, like, doing this, it does give you another level of accountability, because you're like, I don't want to be sitting in the chair almost saying I've had the same issues and concerns.
Yeah, if I haven't learned anything myself from doing this podcast, then it's not going to be helping you guys.
Yeah.
But definitely after our last episode, I was like, what am I going to do personally to change how my life is going at the moment, and how can I be more organized? And what I'm doing and what I'm feeling is just another way of teaching you guys, so that you guys can learn from my mistakes.
Yeah, look, I'd have to say my win has also been surrounding organization and just, I guess, tweaking a bit of my calendar management to be more time efficient with tasks and business things, and also in clinic things. So that's been really good. We'll certainly go further into what we've both been learning on the job, I guess, as far as time management and things to really help us in our clinic time to really get the most out of our days. I've also been feeling like the days are just running away with me. I'm like, I'm blinking and it's 4 p.m. and you're like, how's another day gone by?
Not even the days, like, look at the months. We were only just in Easter, and September's been and gone. Now it's October, and then long behold, you know, Christmas.
Yeah, I'm absolutely feeling it. And yeah, I guess even touching on Christmas, now is the time that I'm deep diving into what Christmas is looking like. So I'm trying to be at least sort of 6 weeks ahead of myself to alleviate stress, but also to, once again, get the most out of my time. So, how do you think you're going as far as like your future?
I think going back on time management, I think time management all year is vital, but especially around the couple of months leading up to Christmas, I definitely think it is something that you just need to be a little bit more you just need to be a little bit more focused on. For me,
purpose. It's very on. Everything's very on purpose.
I don't think about Christmas just yet, because that just goes, it's the end of the year and then it's 2025. But for me, I am thinking about Christmas, my bookings leading up to that. Are my clients will be due in 3 months' time from October. So whilst they're in the clinic, let's book you in for Christmas. It's going to get a little bit busy. At least I'm organized, you're organized. And then that isn't that mad rush 2 weeks before Christmas where we get a phone call and be like, oh my God, do you have any appointments left? And then not only am I disappointing them, but then it's also potentially losing a client because they have to find somewhere else to go. So in today's episode, we're going to be discussing stress, how we manage it and how we manage sort of like not only our social life stress, but also our stress in the clinic. Sarah, tell me, how do you manage stress?
Yeah, look, I guess because I do have a lot of moving pieces and also a home life to keep organized, and without everything feeling and looking organized, I will absolutely admit that is when overwhelm will hit me. So first and foremost for me is acknowledging what my triggers are going to be, and then I guess working backwards into how can I best manage these things as they're going to come up. And I guess just having plan B is always ready to go. For me, simple things like time blocking my calendar to ensure that I'm having enough time to get my administration tasks done, my ordering, all of those usual things. And then also looking at even my travel time, because, you know, silly season, it's going to be busier on the roads, busier everywhere. So adjusting that accordingly in my calendar really helps. And then even on the time management aspect, looking at client bookings and really taking a moment to assess each of those bookings. If they're a regular client or a new client, do I know that that client or she might be due for a little bit of filler or a different modality treatment to what they've booked in for, making sure that there's enough time in their booking to allow for that to happen in that booking. It might even mean that I might get on the phone to that client and just suss out.
Covering all bases.
Yeah, are you thinking that you might need a bit more of this or that, so that my time is well, I guess, organized as much as can be.
And I'm pretty much the same. I think if we've obviously spoken about booking systems, both of ours allow for us to do little block outs. So reminding ourselves that you need to take a break. You need to keep hydrated. You need to have food. For me, if I haven't eaten, I'm not a very happy person. So for me, keeping my stress levels down, making sure that I've had something to eat, just hydrated myself so I'm feeling a little bit more refreshed going into my next client. So I will block out times, but I'll also block out times for not only my personal life, but little things like don't forget to make this phone call or follow up this person, so that by the time I finished that evening, I know that I've done what I'm supposed to do, rather than getting home and going, oh my gosh, I still need to call this client to follow up, or I forgot to place this order. Yes. And I think if you are organized and you manage your time well, your stress levels may still be there, but they'll be definitely a lot less.
Yeah, I think that gives us a really good like strategy pointer, I guess, in as much as prioritizing your tasks at the start of every day, knowing that if you're going to be busier in clinic, that you're going to have less time to, I guess, tick off other tasks that you might have at every other month of the year. So for me, it's really about prioritizing 3 tasks per day, or less, or no tasks, whatever the day may look like, but always being really aware of prioritizing what needs to be done that time. So time sensitivity for that as well.
Do you write a to-do list? Like weekly, morning? Yeah. How do you organize yourself? Like,
I generally will write my to-do list at the start of the week, and then I'll plan out each of those tasks to be, I guess, itemized to per day. So hopefully I don't get that sense of overwhelm that I've got to get everything done today, because it's just not going to happen. Yeah. So
I feel like you have to have an eye, like a realistic idea of these tasks that you need to have done, whether it's weekly or daily. What can you get done today?
Yeah,
but if you're busy, what can't you get done and what can wait till tomorrow? So I think it's about prioritizing the urgency of them.
And delegating,
especially
if you've got team members. Really take this time now in October to be looking at what you could be delegating out to your other staff members or outsourcing to others, because you know, if in a digital society that we live in now, there's so much that we can outsource, and it doesn't actually have to cost an arm and a leg, but if it does help me to be more functional for my day and not as stressed, go for my life.
What Sarah's talking about, which I didn't know was even a thing until I sort of met you. So I'm going to put it out there, because not other people, especially someone like myself who's not overly tech savvy. Sarah's talking about a virtual assistant. It's a couple of dollars an hour, which sounds crazy. For anyone who wants a couple of hours of work done. Yep. It's a week's worth of coffee, if you put it like that.
Yep.
But it does all the behind the scenes things that she doesn't have time for or would prefer someone else to do that task.
Yeah. So over the years, I've on and off worked with virtual assistants, and I will be the first one to put my hand up and say they are offshore. I work with some Australian based, and I do work with offshore for very different tasks and reasons. But like my offshore, for example, you know, they could be working on my Canva slides or anything that's really, I guess, like quite basic. Doesn't mean that they can't do more advanced tasks, but I certainly use them for very basic things that are probably quite repetitive in nature. Mm-hmm. And I find that once I've got them on board to do those tasks, then you know what? They're worth their weight in gold. Now we're talking $10 an hour. So yeah, those sorts of tasks, absolutely outsource where you can. So take this time now, really hone in on what you could possibly outsource and go from there.
And I want to touch base on that. $10 an hour, it's not a lot. Mm. But saying that, if that gives you, if say for example, 3 or 4 hours worth of work, $40. But if that allows for you to be in clinic and see 6 to 10 patients of the morning, then you've already made your money's worth back. Yep. So my number one thing is like, our time is so valuable. Yep. So to allow for someone to pay for something, we were talking about this morning, I'm touching base on, as a housekeeper.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah has found a housekeeper who's done a fabulous job this morning, but and she can do it. There's no doubt that she can't, but she would rather pay someone to do that so then she can be here and do a podcast with us this morning. And it's about prioritizing what you can do and what you should let other people do so you can focus more on your tasks.
It's funny, isn't it? I didn't even realize that I have been subconsciously putting these things all in place. It's not for the now, but it is for the November and December. One, because I also love this silly season time of year. I absolutely thrive on being hectic busy. It is the best time of year. So I want to be putting my best energetic self forward. So for me to preserve my energy from doing tedious tasks, like folding my washing and putting that away, thank you, come again. Absolutely here for this. So now is the time to be implementing these things.
Mm-hmm. Start organizing now for the future.
Yeah.
And the future, yes, could be 12 months, but it's also in a couple of months too when Christmas comes.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Slowly approaching. Christmas will be here before we know it.
Yeah. For me as well, like the social aspect is still really important too. Mm. And to be able to be really present in whatever moment you're in is a really big lesson that I've learned over the last 12 months or so. And I have worked with a few incredible coaches for mindset and also business coaches, but a lot of the work that I've been doing this work has been around mindset and just bringing me back to the present moment to really enjoy whatever it is that I'm doing. Mm. And also bringing fun back into
life. Don't work every day, all day to have no fun and to have no life. What's that saying about you work to live, not live to work.
Absolutely. And I've definitely been living a lot more of that this year. For any of our fellow previous Victorian nurse here, but for anyone in Victoria, I don't know if you've also been feeling like this, but what now, just going on 3 years out of all of the lockdowns, just the other day I was literally thinking, I feel like my old self again, finally, where I am more...
Like got more spring in your step.
Yeah, more outgoing and more of this extroverted energy that I always used to be. But I really did become so introverted over that course of that time. And so now, like reflecting, I'm like, let's step back into this energy and bring the vibes.
I love Christmas. Australians, we celebrate it. We don't really celebrate Christmas as like England as we would or like in Europe, but I feel like we need to bring that fun back.
Like the snow.
I know. Not this year, but next year I'll be back for Christmas. I think
it's such a different vibe.
It is. But there's... make the most of it. Like even though it's warm in Australia, be at the beach, spend some time with your family. And I think that's a huge thing to take from today's episode is that yes, okay, your books are going to be busy and you're going to feel a little bit run down and you're going to feel overwhelmed, which we are going to discuss how to get over that overwhelming feeling. But it's also
that overstimulation of so many conversations and people are going to be heightened because of...
But it's also Christmas. It's such a beautiful time of the year, and it's a time to take some time out for yourself, reflect and look back on how far you've come this year, what you can do future-wise going into 2025 and how you might change things.
Yeah.
But be in your yes season, your yes era, and take some time out for yourself, work your ass off over Christmas, but then take some time off over the New Year's and really... really enjoy some downtime.
Yep. So strategize this time now. Sit down with your calendar. And if it means that you are time blocking every minute of every day for the next 2.5 months that we've got left of this year, then so be it. But include in that time blocking your self-care appointments, your downtime, when you're going to be Netflixing and chilling, when you literally make the time for everything. Everything is possible. But if anyone's like me, it has to be, it needs to be planned in for this time of year.
Yeah. And that's the one thing about me is that my clients now in October are already booked in for December, and I can now see in my calendar for the month where I have a weekend free to have a girl's Christmas or where I can have an afternoon to just chill out and do some paperwork.
Yeah.
Christmas, it's stressful. Probably no matter what industry you're in is just...
Yeah, I think so.
But we deal, not only in this industry, we deal with people who are also stressing about their lives, but also our own.
Yeah.
So organisation, again, going back to time management, plan it now. You're going to think we're stupid for saying plan it in October, but you're thinking.
No, absolutely. Because now, I guess it then leads me quite nicely into... I really think we need to be, is rinsing like the right word, but rinsing the most out of this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Your clients want to be looking and feeling their best. So really take the time to relook at your menu, relook at your add-on services during their appointment. Really look at how you're going to give your clients the icing on the cake treatment. And I think... you know, really preparing even your clients. So looking, really spending the time now to be looking back at who was booked in any time before, I'm going to say August.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you contact every single one of those patients that might be due that hasn't been in your treatment bed.
And if you listened to our episode 2 or 3 in regards to database and having your database collected, you should know who hasn't come in since August.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you want to be getting the most out of this end of season. I don't think it's the time either to be sitting back and going, the bookings will come. My calendar's always full every Christmas. I don't personally work like that. I'm very proactive. I'd rather be full now and then it work backwards where, you know, if there's cancellations or movement, then I've got it to offer to others. I want to be booked and busy now for the next 2.5 months.
My first week of December is already fully booked.
Yeah.
First week. And that's because my clients that came in 2 weeks ago, I said, look, we've got Christmas in 3 months.
Yeah.
I said, you'll be due Christmas Day. How about we book you in 2 to 3 weeks before your appointment and we've got some wiggle room if we need to top you up.
Well, I think that also then brings us to like rebooking and your retention rates. Your rebooking, look, automatically just book your clients in, you know, at the end of the appointment, just saying, listen, you know that I get busy at the end of this year. I'm going to pop you in for around the same time on the Thursday. Does that suit you?
And if it doesn't?
If it doesn't, you can always cancel. You can always rebook, but at least you've got a date set in and they actually love it.
Yeah. And it's not in a harassment way. It's like, we need to see you in 3 months. It's like we're doing this for you.
Yeah.
You're going to want this in 3 months.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a little bit busy, but if we've got it now, it's sorted and we don't have to stress. Another thing that I'm organizing my life, my clients organizing theirs, and we're gonna feel less overwhelmed come that busy period.
So first strategy for everyone, or first piece of homework, here comes my little teacher's finger again. First piece of homework is for everyone to go through their patient records, whether you've got it on electronic, whatever you do, but everyone should know where each of those clients are from say August backwards, mm-hmm. make sure that you're keeping accountable for each of your clients.
Yeah, and I think tip number two, look at your booking system now. Figure out when your Christmas party is, when your partner's Christmas party is, any kids' rehearsals or recitals or anything like that. Book it in now so that when you come to November or December and you go, oh my gosh, I forgot about that event, I now have to call clients to reschedule them. You don't have to do that because that can take an hour out of your
time. No, nobody wants to be rescheduling or having to move anybody. Think how valuable one client is. No, that day's not going to work. Look, I'll get back to you. That's not going to be good enough, okay? Yeah. I don't want to paint the dimmest picture here, but for me, I'm also preparing for probably the quietest start of my year ever to exist next year. I don't mind having, even if you want to call me pessimistic or negative, I would rather be preparing for the worst than under-preparing. I'll be prepared for the worst and then be surprised if it's any different. So every single booking matters. Every single booking matters.
What are you personally doing, other than the tip one and two, you doing to prioritise your silly season?
So prioritising now my promotions and all my digital assets. So, you know, don't forget we've also got the Black Friday sales, cyber sales. You know, all of this happens in November. I don't know if anyone else is the same as me, but once I hit November 1st, you're not going to really get boo out of me. So I've got the time now to be really honing in on what these promos look like. I'm re-evaluating. I'm forever re-evaluating my treatment menu, making sure that it's as crystal clear as it can be. My focus at the moment is getting people in on Zoom consultations because if they're wanting an appointment in the next sort of 6 weeks or so, let's get that sort of tied up as well. And yeah, I think that you know, my promos also, and I know you do the same thing, but I like to do Christmas goodie bags for all of my clients too. And I want to actually extend that to maybe like 2 weeks into November or so, because last year I felt bad for people in November missing out on my Christmas goodie bag.
Because they didn't need to see you till January. But it was also the week of Christmas when I still had appointments in, everyone's like, oh, where's your goodie bags? I'm like, oh, they're all gone. Yeah, they're all gone. Yeah. So making sure you have that.
Don't need to be an expensive thing. You know, at the end of
some samples, a few little cookies. What else did I put in mine last year?
Those face sponges.
Yeah, I've got heaps of them.
You can get off Temu for cheap as chips. Yeah. And they're great. Just those microfiber cloths. Anything that you would like to be gifted by your cosmetic nurse, think about it. And I mean, if these goodie bags are costing you, I think even $5 a pop, you know.
My thing was, I had two different gift bag tiers, and I had a little, I think it was like $20 gift bag per person, but they would spend over $199. And then if you spent over $499, you got sort of the bigger gift bag. There was a difference obviously in what was in it, but it was just to allow for clients, they still felt special even if they weren't spending so much.
Yep. So to go one step further and once again preparing for a quieter January start to the year, why not throw in a 50% off a certain facial or something with the dates being
January.
Just in that, even just if it's 2 weeks in January, you know, book by January 21st, you're the boss.
Yeah.
But that's what Elsa will be doing as well, is just to throw some other incentives.
Even like as simple as a $50 micro. A micro dermabrasion takes all of 20, 30 minutes, but it gets them in here, gets them in the chair, and like, oh, you really haven't had any sprinkles since beginning of December. You're not necessarily due now, but you've got a little bit that may needs to be done. How about we just top you up here? There you go, there's $100.
Yeah.
Just little things
like this, little add-ons that your clients won't be thinking about. And obviously it's not a sales thing. It's more just having to prepare yourself for if you are going to have a quieter month, which 9 times out of 10, Christmas being Christmas, you will be.
It's actually just brought me to something else. So I literally did just think of on the fly, but maybe even for our newer clinic owner, nurses out there that might be thinking, I'm not that busy, I don't have that big of a database to be really busy this Christmas, but you still want to monetize as much as possible. Now would also be the time to have a look at any other modalities, even like your teeth whitening, or surely you're already doing skin, but if you're not doing skin, jump on, just get into even doing an enzyme facial, for example, I would still be using this time to be looking at other ways to build your clientele. Mm. So that's just another pointer for those that are newer to building their database and and their own clinic. Yeah.
Extend your services will only allow for you to extend your client.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's all in keeping with people just want to look good, feel good, be more confident, and they just want a really good glow up for Christmas.
I know for me, I'm someone who won't get anything done until 3-4 weeks after Christmas because I want on Christmas Day to glow.
Yeah.
I will push it out. Same with my birthday. I'll push it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think that we've given some really nice little strategies there. I think it's also really important that we set boundaries. We've all got those clients that we know can, push the appointment length of time whilst they're in the chair because we all love a chat. So
just be aware of that.
Be aware and be aware that this is your money-making time and it's okay to be quite clear with your boundaries. I would love to sit and chat, but, you know, I'm back to back today. I've got to keep to time schedule, you know, and you can be very polite and cute about it and just, you know, just.
And you have to, because if you don't, you're going to run behind. You're then going to be running behind for the rest of the day, where it's about setting client expectations. Yeah. So you just have to be aware of that. Yeah. And we all have those clients that want to chat. I'm probably the worst of it because I'll sit here and chat all day.
Yeah.
But just being like, right, we've got half an hour. What are we doing for you today?
Yeah. And just on that note about boundaries as well, on your days that you are not rostered to be in clinic, do not accept clients giving you the runaround for it. You know, at the end of the day, you also need your time out too. But, you know, if you are looking at your calendar thinking, well, she's full and you've still got clients wanting appointments, you do also want to be capturing them as well. So it is a bit of a
fine line.
It's a fine line, it's a catch 22. You've got to have your boundaries for your own self-care, but I would also keep a couple of half days up my sleeve, blocked out in my calendar for if I've got overflow of clients, I can open up these days.
Yeah. We all do it. I wasn't supposed to be working today. Today is podcast day, and I had a client that I couldn't fit in this week, and I said, oh, look, coming on Wednesday morning, I'm going to be in the clinic. I said, it's not really my usual working day, but I can't fit you in anywhere else, so let's get you in. And it's as easy as that.
Yeah.
It's really simple. Again, still have your time off, but also work around a client.
Yeah. I think, like we say, this is the time where you want to be making the most, but you also still need to have your boundaries and your self-care. Sleep well, keep hydrated, stock your freezer full of your foods meals for those days where you might not have your food ready to go. Anything that's going to keep you literally just healthy, just stay healthy, keep on your vitamins.
Again, this your business wouldn't run without you. So if you're not maintaining yourself and you're not looking after yourself, then your business is not going to exist and your clients will understand that. If you get sick or you need a day just to breathe and sort your shit out, then don't feel bad to do so. Without you, your business doesn't exist. So please keep that in mind as well.
Yep. I could actually keep on going on this, but I think we've given some really good little strategies.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think. We hope that it helps you to feel calm, in control, and actually really freaking excited for the silly season. It is go time, baby. And we are here to help and support you as your new community as well. So until next time.
See you then. Bye.